can't get to sleep at night. The parking lot's so loud and bright. The AC hasn't worked in 20 years. Probably never made a single person cold. But I can't say the same for me. I've done it many times.
Stand by.
Somebody take me home.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Thursday morning. Ascension Technologies text line 251-343-0106. Joining us now on the line, he is running for the Republican nomination in the 2nd Congressional District and also in the Alabama Senate. Serves as the budget chairman, the general fund budget chairman, I should say, in the Alabama Senate. But Greg Albritton joins us this morning. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Jeff?
Doing well. Appreciate you making time for us. I know you're very busy, but we're always very, very appreciative of that. Well, let's kick it off here. Before we get into the congressional contest, tell us about a little bit of the legislature business still goes on, general fund situation, and then I guess the big story people are kind of wondering about, gambling.
Well, as far as the budgets, we're beginning that process. Looks like we're going to be fine. We do our conservative thing, and we find ourselves doing pretty well. Very different from how the feds are. We've got a surplus, and we don't spend every dime, and we're paying debts off. We're doing pretty good shape that way. As far as the gaming aspect, surprisingly well, Jeff, that seems to be moving along pretty good, I think.
Well, I know the House has taken the lead on it, and I don't know how privy you are to the details there, but based on what you know, what's your assessment?
Well, I'm pretty privy to the details. I mean, you know, this has been something I've been working on for a number of years. Somehow I've gotten tagged over the years as being the gambling guy, okay? I don't walk around with dice. I don't go into the casinos. I don't do the gambling stuff. It's the poorest way to invest money ever. But we have it here in Alabama, and we're trying to find a way that we can get the votes to establish a means so that we can cap this business, so that we can control it, so that we can regulate it, and so that we can tax it. And I think we're getting pretty doggone close to a viable process to get this voted on. In fact, I think the House has pretty well stated they're going to bring it to the floor in the House. I think that they wouldn't do so unless they had the votes. And then we look forward to getting in the Senate and getting this out to the voters this year.
Well, it's pretty clear to me that if it's going to be done, I mean, it's going to be a comprehensive bill. That seems to be the only way it will be successful.
You are correct. You are correct. There's no other way we can do with this. Gambling has permeated everything that we have in the state. It's encroached in every facet of our society, and there's no way you can deal with a portion of it. We've got to deal with the whole thing and grab it by the throat right now, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, well, we'll keep our eyes out on that. But you, I guess, seem somewhat satisfied with the House product?
Well, we don't have a product yet. We hope to have a product here within the next week or so. We're the meetings continue. They continue to be direct, forthright. There's been some heated topics off and on, which has taken so long to get us here. But I think we're on the verge of coming to a point of where none of us are real happy with the whole thing, but all of us are satisfied that we can make this work.
All right. Well, to be continued, I suppose. Let's get into the congressional contest here. 2nd Congressional District. First, just tell us how that campaign is going. You know, very, very complicated might be the word district to have to run in.
You are such a euphemistic word guy, I tell you. It is complicated and confusing. One of the biggest problems we have in District 2 is it is a hybrid of about three different districts. And the folks that are now in this district don't have a clue whether they're in the district or not and where they are. And most of them, are confused by that. That's one of the biggest problems we got, Jeff. It's just letting people know whether you're in the district or not. Now, you know, my old argument is don't worry about it. Ask for a ballot that's got my name on it and you'll be okay. They've got them. So, we'll see how that works.
Well, and I was listening to you Monday night at the event at the Marriott there. And this sounds like, I mean, like the real emphasis, the real point you're driving home is fiscal discipline. And like you want to compare how Alabama's books are in somewhat in order versus the just out of control spending in D.C.
Don't you think that's valid?
Absolutely.
Don't you think that's a proper comparison? I mean, my goodness, when you take a look at how Alabama has taken the fiscal aspects, I mean, we're not like New York or California or Illinois or other places that have taken federal money and foolishly spent it. We have saved it. We have used it and put it in the ground in Alabama. We've used our resources properly. We're not, our credit rating is moving up. The feds are declining. We have surplus. They have huge deficits. We're paying off debts, and they are running up debts continually. The country is on a fiscal death spiral right now, and Alabama is on the ascendancy as far as fiscal responsibility. My goal is to take what I know from what I have learned and carry that to Washington and try to save our fiscal responsibilities, our tax dollars, and our nation, if you will, from this irresponsible spending and printing. We've got to stop that. Well, yeah, that's my message. I think that's a good message.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't you think that's a good message?
Well, I can see where it would be problematic in that what are you going to do? I mean, there's going to be a lot of tough votes. If you want to maintain that level of discipline, and you're going to have to vote no on a lot of things, and maybe historically and that's not something we do real well in a congressional role for Alabamians.
You're correct, and we again take a look at my record, how we have done this, and my involvement has been in significant in these matters. I haven't done it all. You can't do everything. You can't do anything by yourself. Everything has to be done in concert with people, and it can't be a one-time thing, Jeff. This is a long term. When the Republicans took over in 2010, it took us years to get a grasp of this. It took us close to 5 years before we were able to make much progress. And now, beyond that, we have done quite well along that line. It was tough. It was difficult. But we did it in Alabama. I think we can do it on the federal level. It's just that we got to start talking about it. We got to start looking at it, researching it. We got to find the path that can actually make sense, and we got to sell it, and we got to tell people about it, not just our people, but also in the legislature. If you take a look at what I have done in the legislature here, I have always taken the hard things. I don't go through the twinkling brass or whatever. I don't go for the showy stuff. I usually keep my mouth shut about stuff and just work. And I intend to do the same thing in Congress. I think I can. I know it's one in 435. I know that. But somebody's got to be there that has the ability to make this work and has the knowledge. We don't have time for training wheels. We've got to make this work. I think I have that capability. Is it going to be easy? No. If it was easy, I would do something else. It's hard, and it needs to be done. That's what I'm in this for.
I mean, in the state, though, you have the statutory guardrails. You can't just go accrue a bunch of debt. You got to keep it within those guardrails. The federal government, every time a budget comes up, that bottom line number, it makes for good headlines, but it doesn't seem to really move the needle with members on either side of the aisle right now.
I guess because we're disjointed and we don't have a good plan and everyone has their own interest. You're correct. We have that same problem on the state level. When we came in, it wasn't just the Democrats that did all the spending in the state level and went along with things. The Republicans did, too. What we did when we came into power in 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 14, what we did in those years is we changed the procedures. We took it upon ourselves to change the procedures. We put most of those guidelines. Yes, it's true. We cannot print money like the feds do. That makes it way too easy. But we can put guidelines on that on the federal level, too. That's all I'm suggesting is it's not rocket science. We know what works. We've just got to sell it. We've got to sell the people up there. We've got to start talking about it, and we've got to make a difference. We cannot continue in the way that we're going.
Where do you think you start cutting, or what do you leave on the table? Because obviously it's going to be some sacrifice. Where does that even start in your mind?
Uh-huh, where it starts. Now you get into particular. There's so much out there that we could start with. It's pitiful. But one of the things we need to look at principally is stop printing the money. Rather than just taking and adding and putting money, we got to put a guideline as to when and if we're going to print money, increase the money supply. That has to be done very cautiously. We leave that very often to the Federal Reserve and such. That delegated authority needs to be reined in. That can be done legislatively. That's where we can start. We have to bring that power of the purse back to the legislature rather than putting it out to the regulators. That's part of our issue. We can do that. That's a statutory thing. Can we get it passed? Probably not in the first year, but it's got to be start talking about it, and we got to start moving and developing a plan. So it's not a matter of where you're going to cut here, where you're going to cut there. The difference is what's the policy you're going to do, and where's the guidelines that will work that we will agree to establish? That's the greater question. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it sounds like instead of saying, hey, we're going to go close down the Department of Education today, instead we're going to say, well, this is the system we're going to operate under from this point forward, right?
Correct. And if the Department of Education or the Department of Energy gets shut down in the process, well, maybe so. Maybe something like that will occur. But before you can start doing that, before you start putting the meat cleaver on, you've got to have a process on the way you're going to divide it up and handle it. And that's what we're lacking.
And you know, do you think you're going to have to go on a charm offensive or something? Because a lot of your colleagues, and when you're one out of 435, are you going to convince them and say that? Because I there's a tone deafness in Washington that I guess people have been trying to figure out for some time now.
Oh, yeah, you're correct. There's a tone deafness, and that is our problem, part of our problem up there, because we don't want to talk about it, or we talk about it in circles. Yeah, you're right. I have to do a charm personality thing up there to win friends, influence people. That's part of the politics. Maybe it's my good looks and charm that accomplished all this stuff, right? Anyway, listen, it is difficult, and it is going to be a means of convincing people of what can and should be done. The fact is, most of us up there know what has to be done. Even the Democrats know that we can't continue with what we're doing. They really understand and know that. What we've got to find is a process that we can adopt, move forward with, agree to, and implement correctly so that we don't get into these CRs that we are continually and have been continually doing for a decade or more. And all that leads to is more printing. We've got to stop that. That's why I need to go there.
Well, the other part of this, Senator, when you talk about debts and deficits, such a big part of it are the entitlements and entitlement reform, and that's become the third rail, really, in federal politics. How do you, number one, is that even part of your
all of that has to be discussed. All of that has to be discussed. And how do we do it? It can't be anything draconian. It can't be anything that can't get the votes. I'll say it that way. But if you develop a plan, just like proration that we had here, that we continue to have, we continue to do that over and over and over again. And now we haven't had it for years, more than a decade, 13 years or more. We haven't experienced that. Why? Because we established the pattern. We established the policies. We knew what we were doing wrong, and we corrected it. I've got to get there in Washington that can outline and show that this is how we work and how we need to do things. We can't follow the pattern of New York. We can't follow the pattern of California. We can't follow the pattern that we're following on the federal level. We can follow the Alabama model, and we can show what we can do and make it work. I can't tell you that I'm a magic worker. All I can tell you is I know where we can make some changes here. I know how to make that work. I want the opportunity to do that.
And last question, we'll get you out of here on this. When you're out there on the campaign trail, when you're talking to people, do you feel that this is connecting to voters?
I don't know. I think it makes a connection when they look at their pocketbook. I think it makes a connection when they see the inflation, because that's the heart of this inflation problem, is the printing of money. That the feds are the ones that's caused that. Well, if you want to control that, you've got to look at the picture that we're painting here, and we got to do things differently. We run through these circles of, and it's been like the Chicken Little. Oh, we're going to shut down the government. We're going to shut down the government. Well, that hasn't happened, and it's not going to happen. What the problem is, we just keep avoiding it and kicking it down the road. We've got to face it, and we've got to put those policies in. Will that make a difference to people? I don't know if it will, but that's what the problem is, and that's what we've got to deal with.
Senator, folks want to find out more about your campaign or anything else, you got a website or something you can point them to?
AllWrittenForAlabama.com. That's me.
Y'all go check that out. Senator, we always appreciate your time. Best of luck, and hopefully we can hear again from you real soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
That was State Senator Greg Allbritton there on the program. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.